Montpellier Beauty, Stray FM's health and wellbeing show.
So whether you have already had the office party or whether it is looming, it probably crossed your mind you're going to have to prepare what not to say to the boss, things like that, but also how to look, how to feel. And so I've brought somebody in who knows about this, Judy Robson from Montpellier Beauty. Hello, Judy.
Hi there.
Now, how much in advance do you think we need to be starting?
In reality, it would all be lovely if we could imagine ourselves plenty of time to prepare for that one big night out. I mean, some of us are lucky to have more than one party to go to, but very often it's the office party night out that people look forward to. It's with their friends that they've worked with all year, and it's a time to shine and sparkle, isn't it? And
it is
feel
indeed.
Feel your best and see your colleagues in a different way than just looking across the desk from them all
very,
day.
A very different light, isn't it, the office too.
Yes. So it's quite an important night for a lot of people, and it is important to try and get it right. So yes, in an ideal world, we would be looking at several weeks of preparation and getting yourself and your skin and your body all looking lovely. But in reality, if you've got a week, you're lucky. So let's work on the premise what today is the 6th of December. So I guess most people's parties will probably be starting now, leading on for the next couple of weeks. So if we say, let's start from here. So I always think with your face, let's start at the top. I mean, hair is not my speciality, but as you know, I'm above a hair salon. So if anybody wants to pop in and have a chat about their party,
your hair looks good to me, Judy.
Well, thank you, darling.
Yeah, it's nice.
But, you know, we have some lovely stylists downstairs at the And Hair Salon, and they're very into party hair and hair put-ups and things like that and curls. So again, we can come up with all sorts of lovely packages for people if they want to do that. Just give us a ring. So moving down from the hair, well, let's look to the face. Now, I think the mistake people can make with their skin is that they'll go and do something crazy a few days before and start changing their routine and start doing things that probably they shouldn't do, because your skin will just scream at you and say, no, I don't like this. So my advice to be is, please don't start using products that you've never used before. The trick is exfoliation and moisturising. They're the two things. Very important to remove all your makeup. It's really just a case of up the routine, I suppose, in a way. Just think to yourself, right, I'm going to treat my face for the next week. Because during this time of the year, you know, our skin, it does experience more dryness and tightness and more cracking and everything. It's especially the lip area, you know, especially when we've got cold weather like we have at the moment. So if you get your skin in good condition and it's well moisturised and it's well exfoliated, on the day and on the evening, your makeup will go on better. It will stay on better. Your lips will look luscious because they'll be all lovely and smooth. So really, if nothing else, just make sure you take your makeup off at night. You perhaps start using your moisturiser a little bit more, keep slapping it on during the day, try the lip balm. If you already use serums, then again, just up those, facial oil, whatever. But my advice is, as I say, don't start using new products because you may well regret it. Okay, so moving down to the body, we do obviously tend to go for the party dresses, and our arms and our legs are on show. So just don't let the lumps and the bumps or the sort of sandpaper skin let you down on that night. So so exfoliating every day in the shower does help, and then again you're getting your skin much better prepped. But a little tip, if you can stand it when you've had your shower, blast on the cold water. Yes, and if you do that over your thighs and sort of bottom area, you will find that the shower, the cold water, shocks and tightens the muscles a little bit.
Oh, right.
So it's if you're brave enough to do that.
Yes, especially if that's good in the morning if you need a little wake up.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Okay.
So, and that sort of leads on to that if you are regularly exfoliating, preparing for a spray tan is absolutely essential to have a good exfoliate. And I would advise a spray tan. I mean, I know there are a lot of bad stories about spray tans, and people have got that horrible orange look in their minds about spray tans. But today's spray tans are so much better. And again, if you can just go for maybe a trial one before, just to see that you like the colour. I mean, in Montpellier Beauty, we have got a lovely range called Kiss By Me. And we have a light one, which was brought out a couple of years ago, mainly for bridal tans.
So it's subtle.
It's very subtle. And at this time of the year, you really don't want to look like you've had 2 weeks, you know, and then they're just cooking, basically.
Yeah.
You want,
especially
a nice
when your
glow.
Office staff have been sat, but they know you've not been on holiday.
yes, it's a lovely, subtle glow. It's an absolutely fabulous tan. And again, book yourself in for that, because it does have a lovely slimming effect. I don't know whether you find that effect. You feel better when you've got a spray tan.
Yeah.
I mean, we do the manual ones as well, so that's as good. But the key to a really good tan is to exfoliate before. Waxing is another biggie this time of the year. Again, if you've got the little party dress on.
True.
Don't have your waxing on the same day as a spray tan.
Definitely not.
This is what it's all about, really. It's the planning. Just going back to the face, if people have got a little bit more time, say if they haven't, you know, even looking ahead to New Year's Eve parties, booking in for a little mini facial with a professional like myself, you know, it's not a bad idea. I mean, I know I'm saying don't use new products, but the products I use are very gentle. The plant extracts, they that would be fine. We wouldn't do anything too aggressive anyway, but just a nice facial just to plump up your skin a little bit and give you that glow if you don't have time to do it yourself. Now, the other thing I'd just talk briefly about is puffy eyes. They can swell for different reasons, but they can be caused by excessive crying, physical stress, genetics, unfortunately, can be something that does run in families, hormonal changes, changing the weather, sinus problems, hangovers, bad diet, lack of sleep, all these things. Mm. And they can make you look tired, and it's a shame, isn't it? And so the last thing you want for your Christmas party is that. So just a few very quick tips. The few days leading up to your party, drink plenty of water. Try and get as much sleep as you can. Try and avoid caffeine, alcohol if you can. All those things that can... I know, it's hard, isn't it? Because it's not usually just one night, is it, the party? There tends to be many of those. But if people want to Google these ideas, rather than be going through it all now about how to do it, but there's cold spoons.
I've heard about
that. Yeah, they work brilliantly. Just get some teaspoons, pop them in the fridge.
The back of them,
absolutely. They do work. They work incredibly well. Tea bags, doesn't have to be fancy tea bags, just your ordinary. They do actually contain some anti-irritant properties. So if you cool them down in the fridge, and they can just reduce the swelling around the eyes as well. And they can actually relieve redness, inflammation. Cucumbers, that's the old bog standard one that people know.
Yes.
There are actually enzymes and astringent factors in cucumber, so it's not just an old wives' tale, and they can actually reduce inflammation, and they can tighten the skin as well because of the astringent factors in them. Egg whites, heard of that one?
No.
All right, well, egg whites again have skin tightening properties. Again, if you Google them, it'll tell you how to use it because it's a bit lengthy to go through.
Do we
the whole
whisk
process.
Them up?
Yes, you whisk the egg whites.
I was thinking how they just gloop off the sides of your face, aren't they?
Yes, you know, you whisk the egg whites until you get a bit like making a meringue, really. A few drops of witch hazel. Witch hazel is a very, very good natural skin tightening astringent, and I love the smell of it as well.
Tea tree. Is it tea tree?
Sort of, yes. It's not a dissimilar thing to tea tree. Mm. It's not tea tree, but it's not a dissimilar product. And then you just use a brush or a soft cloth and just apply them under your eyes.
Okay.
Yep, without to dry. And potatoes, like cucumbers, they're also very good at getting rid of puffy eyes. The starch has an anti-inflammatory property. That's a little bit more messy because you've got to peel and wash the potato, grate it, put it in a little cloth and whatever. So it's a little bit more time consuming. But those are just natural products, are natural remedies that might just help with that puffy eye look.
Perfect. Right, I think then if we have got a week to prepare, we should be just about all right.
Yes.
So whenever people's office parties are, they've got lots of things to do. If however they think, do you know what, I'm going to take Judy up on that facial one, or maybe they just want to come for a bit of advice, maybe they want to make sure that by next year's Christmas party
start planning,
they've had a whole year. Tell us a little bit about how they get in touch with you and where they can find you.
Well, they can look on the website Montpellier Beauty Therapy, or check our Facebook page out. All the contact numbers are on there. Just on the point of checking our Facebook, we've got a fantastic, by popular demand from last year, we run a 12 days of Christmas, so starting on the 1st of December, every day we have a 50% off a particular treatment. They'll be on our Facebook page. They're lovely deals to have. You can take them up to the end of January, but you have to book them on the day. So just keep everybody get their eyes peeled for the on our Facebook page.
Judy, thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure. And everyone have a lovely party.
Montpellier Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.